All right, everyone, we are back with more Evenickel. I didn't think I uploaded the Evenickel from this week. Oh, well, you'll get it later. Or maybe I did. Maybe I did. I can't remember if I did or not. Anyway, we got more Evenickel, and let's go ahead and just get started. First, I gotta level up everybody. And that's how it is. Providing funds to outlaws, huh? That does sound fishy, but I'm sure Father has some idea. Huh? That's it? Man, I should have told you sooner. I see. You thought it depressed me, so you kept it a secret. Is that right? Yeah. Geez, you don't have to do that. I'm glad you care, though. Now let's get that mission over with by using the Ninja Bird Line to capture Gura Gura. Then don't we need to find Gura Gura first? Don't be silly, we don't even have to search. Huh? That was dumb of me. Ugh. Minutes later, Gura Gura was caught in the Ninja Bird Line. Who could have guessed that she'd be this easy to capture? It is very surprising. All we had to do was have Tio go somewhere that not many people pass through. But what's this sticky stuff? My ranger skills can't even get me out. Ew, it's icky and gross. Watching a girl try to escape a sticky substance is actually pretty fun. Come on, don't struggle too much and you'll tear your clothes. That'll just make Astra here happy. Oop, there we go. Astra, are you gonna do naughty torture stuff to me? No! I won't do anything to hurt you. We just want to talk. Pillow talk? Jeez, Riche, don't give her any ideas. You're just making her warier. Maybe you shouldn't be giving her naughty looks then. I just have to talk, okay? Once Gura Gura nodded, Astra loosened the bird lime enough that it wouldn't be painful. So why are you trying to attack Tio? Because she's bad. If nobody stops her, she'll only hurt more people. How can you know Tio's a bad person? It's not like you've investigated everyone who ran against the president, I'm sure. Master told me. Is that who's giving you orders? Are they a family member? I don't have a family. Master's the one who made me a knight. Made you a knight? Yeah, I beat up the bad guys so everyone can live life with a smile, since that's what knights do. I knew it. Someone's taking advantage of Gura Gura. Would you happen to be a graduate from the academy? You know about the academy? You must have taken some cruel classes. I've heard only 1 in 10 students live to graduation. I remember asking my parents to let me attend as a child, but they wouldn't allow it. That's what most people would do, so most of their students were orphans who displayed some talent. Yeah, they got a bunch of kids with no home or family like me, then the teacher taught us lots of stuff. But then the academy went away. Everyone separated and I couldn't become a knight, so I didn't know what to do. After the Arthur tragedy, most countries cut down on their knights, so that'd be why there's less demand for rangers. But then my teacher introduced me to someone who wanted to use me as a knight. That was Master. What's your master like? I've never met him in person. He says if I do a great job being a knight, I'll get to meet him one day. It's pretty clear this master's person's just using her. Yep, but she seems to trust him, unfortunately. Gura Gura, can you introduce us to him? Huh? To Master? But... yeah, maybe he only thinks Tio's bad because of a misunderstanding. We'd like to check. Yes, I'm sure neither of you want a misunderstanding. He says I should never call him, though. Don't worry, we'll only talk for a little bit. I doubt he'd get mad at you. Really? We're tricking a really clueless girl. This makes my heart ache. I feel the same, but we have to get in contact with this master person. Okay, I'll try asking him. Astra, here, help me out. When Astra loosened the bird lime enough that Gura Gura could use her arm, she took a metal tube out of her pocket. A magic transmitter? I can't believe she has one. Her master must be pretty rich. Gura Gura hit the switch on the device and started the call. Sorry we asked you to do this, Tio. Oh, I don't mind much. We can't claim it'd be totally safe, since I was worried that Palamedes might object. You came at a good time. It was something I wanted to think about by myself, so I was acting independently. Huh, that doesn't seem like you. Would the three of you be willing to help me become president? Huh, of course we would. No, we can't. The most we can do is help with your speeches. Picking the president should be left up to the people of Lancelot, I think. Oh, there is that. Yes, you're right. I'm sorry I asked such a strange question. I mean, I don't really mind. This is Gura Gura. Huh? A misunderstanding? What do you mean? What is it? So Master says he can't meet with you. Won't let us catch him that easily, I see. But he did say he was wrong about Tio being bad, so he's sorry. What? Is this true? And to apologize, he wants me to help you defend her. That's quite a change of heart. He might be sending Gura Gura to our side to gather info. I don't think we can just trust him and bring Gura Gura along for the secret mission. No, that would be fine. Everything's cleared up now, so I'd like to carry out my duty as the middleman. Are you sure? Yes, it seems we don't need to fear Dark Knight Kitty anymore. Huh, so you trust both me and Gura Gura? Yes. She was so on guard before that I'm surprised she's being so relaxed now. Now, the outlaws were giving the funds to her in the ruins of Arthur. Head there, please. The ruins of Arthur? Yeah, the outlaws created a base there where they undergo a variety of activities. I see. And you object to the ruins being destroyed in order to conceal that? Think of it what you will. You'll understand everything when we get there. But the ruins of Arthur? It's on the other side of a desert, so how do we get there? Yes, it'd be hard not to sink in the sand. Oh, do you not know how to cross the desert? You need a special type of shoe. Huh? Really? The item shop didn't have any shoes like that, though. It takes some space, so they keep them in storage. Tell them the size you want, they should generally have them available. Dang, we should have asked. Then let's get those shoes and head to the ruins. Can I come too? Of course, we're glad to have you, Gura Gura. Thanks. Master told me to take care of my friends, too. Did he? What? Maybe he's not such a bad guy. I'll do my best, okay? Thus, with the sudden addition of Gura Gura to the party, the group accompanied Tio to the ruins of Arthur. Use Ninja Bird Lime. Gura Gura is now in the party. Good. Now they're gonna send me more enemies. There we go. Okay, so there shouldn't be anything here I need. Okay. Now, where am I going? Damn it. Let me see something. Oh, we gotta go just to regular fucking shops. All right. I guess I can only have 3 party members. No? Is that 4? Probably 5. No, everything's weak. Well, what shop? Well, apparently it wasn't in that shop, so we'll go to another shop. Where are you going? Not that shop. I don't have a shop either. Well, I guess we're going to Pankark. And Hector's the only way to get there, so yeah. Cross the bridge. Go up to Pankark. Alright, that's where we're headed. Oh, I want that. Oh, there's some other shit around here. Train slash. Ha! I keep wiping away the sweat and it keeps getting replaced with just more sweat. Jeez. Don't wipe it with your sleeve. That's what children do. What about your handkerchief? I think I forgot it somewhere. That's even more like a child. Jeez, guess I'll have to help. Risha pulled a silk handkerchief out of her pocket and wiped the beads of sweat from Aster's forehead. The cloth had an embroidery that came off as refined without being too extravagant. You could tell it was expensive with only a glance. Whoa, you'd use that expensive handkerchief for this? What do you mean? What else are handkerchiefs for? Hehehe, this is kind of embarrassing. I brought plenty of water, so tell me if you're thirsty. We've also got hats for blocking the sun if you want one. Well, you're thoroughly prepared. If the husband can't take things seriously, it's up to the wife to make up for it. Still, I've never had this much fun looking after someone before. It makes me feel like a newlywed for real. Oh, you're sweaty again. I'll take care of that for you. Stay still. You've done enough. Jeez, don't be shy. Take that and that. Oh, the fuck is this? Powerful hidden enemy. What the fuck is that guy? Doodle Giraffe? What is this? What is it? I don't even know why it's there. I already got one melon hammer. Enables map usage. Range thrust. ice arrow. Neat. Oh, I got an idea. Grunt Exterminator. Auto win versus weak enemies. Great. I love that. I love games that do that shit. I think there were a Pokemon game. I don't know if they still do it. Either it's Pokemon, I can't remember, but basically you just walk right up to the enemies and it gives you the experience. It's like, you win. It was great. I loved it. You didn't have to fight them. I had to give her something, guys. Esther read the sign at the entrance to town. This is Pankark, the town of nothing. If you want nothing, you're in the right place. I don't know if that's something to proudly proclaim. Esther thought that, but didn't say it out loud as he entered the town without wearing an awkward look. They're gonna tell me, hey, you idiot, you didn't love. Yeah, that was a waste of time. Sorry, folks. Okay. That's a lot of fucking gold. I'm not ready to buy that yet. She's got a shock value though, but that's really, really good for her. So, I knew this was gonna get clogged. Yeah, that's better. That way I don't have to, look, deal with it. I need to, 7%? Here I am thinking, oh yeah, I'm getting close to the, no. You're not close to the end of Eve Nickel. It's long. It's a long ass RPG, guys. I didn't know if you knew that. Let's see, take the map. No. I don't need that map. Put the config back. Cause now I got the map over here, so I can at least see where the fuck I'm going. I don't know why that's not considered a grunt.
This is the power of the Kishi.
Hell yeah! Remember, that's where you fight the chicken. Yeah, I am not fighting that fucking thing. That thing will fuck me up. Melon Hammer, I guess, isn't a weak enemy. Hell yeah! Man, she's a great asset in the game. Dodges traps, kills basic ass bitch. Basic bitch enemies. Trying to figure out where, that's weak. The hell is this? Hold on before I go in there. Let's look at these real quick. Huh? This one Hanny statue's looking in a different direction. It's like it's staring at the other Hannies. Heh, maybe one of them's a girl it likes. To me, it looks like it's jealous of a fun group that it can't be part of. I understand you, loner. You have me now, Ramius. That's true, I have mutual love. That sure was quick. Aster's consoling instantly cheered Ramius up. Found one of the 100 landscapes, unreciprocated love ruins. Ah! Hey, what are you yelling for? Look at that! Esther pointed at the back of the Hanny ruins where some letters were etched. It says Grand Hanny Cemetery, but you can kind of see the word cemetery was written over the word base. I guess it's actually a base then. Maybe it was a mistake. Looks like it could be a secret base too, so it's hard to say. Now I'm curious, this sucks. Didn't really matter whether it was a base or a cemetery, but Aster got lost in thought whenever he looked at the ruins from then on. And it was temple mystery. Okay, so we're in a Hanny tomb. There's monsters in here, so I'm not gonna fuck around with it yet, guys. I don't know what I'm gonna be fighting. It might be better to just, like, mark that it's there and go to another area later. Grab that though. Flame charm. Okay. Cool. Oh, come on! You mean to tell me that Nabobo was that fucking strong? People need to level up then. Alright, let's go. We're in the desert shoes. Aster timidly took a step into the sands. Yay, I can walk here. Now we can go all over the desert. Whoosh, whoosh. That's the sound walking in the desert makes, apparently. Alright, now let's head to the ruins of Arthur. Under the blistering sun, the party began to traverse the desert. Oh, wow, we're in the desert now. Shit. Thank you. Oh! All right. No, I'm not going in there to fight a special battle. Screw that. These things are already tough. Oh, that's a little much. I shouldn't have done that. Where's all these gym clothes you find? What the hell? Flying sponge cake. Ow! Well, yeah, she's not gonna like that. Arthur! Whoa! Party stepped foot into what had once been the Kingdom of Arthur, the most advanced country in the world. It's easy to get lost here, so please don't wander off. Oh, okay, got it. Also, there's some leftover monsters wandering about that you need to be wary of. What? That's dangerous. Why would you put a base here? Did you forget? Outlaws don't get attacked by monsters, so I'm sure it's safe. Oh, right, the outlaws in Eden said something about that. No, monsters are very much monstrous. If they run out of food, they'll attack not only outlaws, but their fellow monsters as well. Sounds like there's a mystery here. Hopefully we can unravel it one day. The outlaw camp has a magic barrier around it, and there's a detour there that lets us avoid encounters with monsters, so it's a surprisingly pleasant place to live. Huh, cool. But instead of the detour, I'd like to use a rough path where the monster encounters are frequent. Huh? Is that because I'm here? No, it's because I'm just a middleman. You can learn about the safe route only if the outlaws don't mind you knowing. They really must not want people finding their base. Pretty cautious of them. I won't make you participate. If you aren't up to it, we can go back. That's okay, of course I'll do it. Then let's go. First we'll head straight down this big road. Huh? This place looks familiar. Are we going in circles? No, I haven't seen that destroyed sign before. Have to say, this country's bigger than I expected. How was it all destroyed in one night? The monsters that appeared 5 years ago were numerous enough to cover the whole nation, I've heard. Where in the world could all those monsters have come from? I don't know, but days before, the number of monsters around the world had dropped, which is now believed to have been a warning sign of the attack. The overflowing number of monsters didn't stop with Arthur. They spread all over and did tons of damage. Many knights lost their lives with my brother Baro, and even Cass' achievements made them worthy of promotion to Zero Knights. Even Kath? She wiped out a huge mob of monsters that came to the Kingdom of El Quixote with only a small number of troops. They even called her a hero. Huh. Kath rejected the position at first, but El Quixote insisted so strongly that she had to take it. It was mostly done so as not to insult them. Unlike my brother Ibarro, she has no real authority, just a title. It's awesome that she beat such a big mob with only a few soldiers. How'd she do that? Well, if you ever get the chance, you can try asking her. Okay. Why she looks so serious? Maybe it's a touchy subject. We're near where the monsters start showing up, so be on your guard. Got it. The party followed Tio deeper into the ruins. Hey, Ramius, do you know how far we've walked? No, I don't even know what direction we're going at this point, let alone the distance. It's definitely far, Doesn't seem like it could use the sun's position to figure out the direction at this point either. You doing okay, Gura Gura? Huh? What do you mean, huh? We're in the same party now, so we need to look out for each other. Okay, I'm doing fine. Thanks, Aster. Great. Oh, wait. I sense enemies. Got it. Get behind us, Tio. Right, thank you. The party cautiously looked ahead, and when they finally crossed over some ruins, monsters appeared. Let's do this! Oof. She's actually pretty strong. Whoops. I wish I wouldn't do that every time. Basically, if I move the arrow pointer too close to the top of the screen, it'll pop up with a window. Sometimes it does it and sometimes it doesn't. Weird. That all of them? Yep, I don't sense any more monsters. They may be building burrows or something around here. We'll have to be extra cautious. So she's also using strong fighters like us to survey the surrounding area. I gotcha. I don't know if it's because they were able to survive in this environment, but these are very strong monsters. Let's remain on guard as we proceed. Okay, I can do that. Mm-hmm, good answer. I'll reward you with bread later. Yay! Now let's move on. The party was urged by Tio to move even deeper into the ruins. Meanwhile, in the Republic of Lancelot, in one room of a mansion, President Boris was unable to hide his frustration over his poor position in the election. Ah, what's going on? Why hasn't she been assassinated yet? She seems to have some excellent guards on her side. This is no time to be impressed. Based on our analysis this morning, Tio's numbers are starting to catch up to mine. Opportunity and trouble are two sides of the same coin. As I said beforehand, I couldn't promise using the same method as last time would offer the same results. Gah, if I can't be president for at least 4 more years, then there won't be time to destroy all the evidence. Would you be referring to the potential danger Lancelot predicted may come to the purification plant and how you embezzled all the money that was saved up to prevent it? I tried to tell everyone, there's no reason to set aside money for a crisis that may never come. I was only planning to invest it and end up with more cash, but it didn't go as planned. That's all. But in reality, a crisis has arrived. The purification plant, as it is now, can't handle the poison in Lake Guinevere. Who could have seen this coming? Will the second plant that began construction last year not be finished in time? You already know the answer to that. The second plant was just an excuse to make more money. The solutions and ruins, and the ruins reconstruction project. I just need to shift funding from that to the purification plant. Dear me, that's only going to leave that project with insufficient funding. But if I lose this election, I lose everything. It must not have been enough. What was it? The threat to the public. I got outlaws together for you, but you haven't used them effectively. I had them very publicly cause chaos all over the country. And that's not enough. Most of the population already expects outlaws to commit crimes. You need to instill more fear. Enough fear to make them believe they have no choice but to kill the outlaws or be killed themselves. But outlaws alone can't bring about such an incident. We'd at least need sparkle bombs or something on that level. We have some naturally. The ability to kill hundreds is in your hands. I see. That is certainly an option. Maybe I'll produce some casualties in a town that Tio's winning. Sounds like you're committed. Yes, awakening the public to a danger is one of a ruler's duties. Prepare the cow carriage. We're heading to the usual place. Yes, sir. Boris gave orders to a subordinate, then left Rochefort behind and rushed out of the room. Now for my own finishing touches. Well, aren't you confident? Someone inside the seemingly empty room spoke to Rochefort. Are you sure you should do that? Boris has been a valuable pawn. The Black Knight appeared from nowhere, but Rochefort wasn't the least bit shocked. No use in holding on to the useless. There's an ocean of others out there just waiting to be pawns. So what do you want? The Supreme Commander wants a progress report. Does he now? Are you sure it's not you who wants one? If you don't trust me very well, that's not inappropriate for a member of Snake Crest. I'm only joking. The Republic of Lancelot has been under my influence for the past several years now. I was under the impression you were after Eden, though. I've gained a considerable hold over Eden's central government as well. However, it's not enough. To seize total control of Eden, I would have to have royal blood. Quite the wretched country. What sense is there in choosing a ruler by birthright? But with their one harbor lost, Eden's relying on Lancelot to obtain all manner of goods. I just need to manipulate Lancelot from the shadows and stir the pot here until faith in the king plummets. Are you after a revolution? If you're still planning to head one up, that might be a bit hard after you failed to be the hero who saved the bridge like we planned. Only because you didn't kill that meddling princess and her cohorts. Oh, got a problem with that? What's done is done. But thankfully, I've acquired info that'll harm not only faith in the king, but trust in him as well. This is my moment. I'm gonna do away with all the worthless, obstructive pawns and make this my first step towards ruling the country myself. Tell the Supreme Commander that when next we meet, I'll be the ruler of Eden. Right, I'll do that. When he finished asking his questions, the Black Knight faded away into the shadows in the same manner he had appeared. Now, let's finish this up. Rossford shifted gears and removed his eye patch. It had gotten twisted, and he intended to put it back on properly. His normally hidden eye was imprinted with the crest of a snake eating its own tail. Back in Arthur, the party continued to advance deeper into the ruins. Aster, there's enemies! Let's save before we get to them then. Got it! Get ready, everyone! Again, there's monsters everywhere! Are you tired, Riche? You can ride on my back if you want to. That's okay. Don't look away. Focus on the enemy. Okay, I can do that. Just try us. We can take you on. Didn't do shit. She needs an ice blast attack. Looks like that's over with. Having any issues, Gura-Gura? If you're finding it hard to move, I can slow down for you. Nope, I'm fine, but you're pretty tough, Ramius. Yeah, I can block just about any attack. What is it? Yep, you must be tough because your boobs are so big, maybe. That's right! It is? All that fat might help stop a fatal wound. What? Why are you ogling my chest now? It'd be fatal for us, so we need to be careful. To don't pair us together, I could stop a mildly fatal attack. I'm sorry. Jeez, why are you laughing? I don't know why. I'm nervous about this being my first time at a party, but I'm having lots of fun. Oh, hold on. Don't move, Tio. Huh? Is something the matter? Gura-Gura stopped Tio, proceeded past her, and carefully scanned the ground. I knew it. There's traps. Seriously? Gura-Gura pointed to a deep pitfall hidden by rubble. Whoa, a pitfall out here? We wouldn't have noticed that without you. A pitfall? That's strange. There's never been anything like that around here before. Anyho, dang they found it. And we bought it digging it so deep they couldn't get out, too. I was looking forward to throwing rocks in and filling it with water and stuff. You Hanny sickened me. Girl, like you're one to talk, humans. We'll throw you in the pitfall by force. Saving again. Their feelings hurt. The Hannies all readied their weapons and attacked at once. Man, that guy... Oof. Oof. We gotta just hammer this guy. We got him, I think. Nope. Okay, here we go. Good work, everyone. This is the Outlaw's camp. Huh? When they neared the lines of tents making up the Outlaw hideout, its inhabitants all looked at the party at once. Oh, Tio! Tio's back! Welcome back, Tio. But rather than the ruffians they all expected, it was all women or children who hardly looked as though they could fight. Is this what I think it is? Yes, most likely. This is campus for women who were assaulted and forced to become outlaws against their will. On a closer look, the women's fingers were adorned with black rings that faintly glowed. Oh, so this is where the women who became outlaws are brought. Yes, the King of Eden offers a safe place to victims for with nowhere else to turn. Makes sense to put it in the ruins. Nobody'd ever come here. Are you King Lewin's messengers? She's the one who runs the camp. Ask her, give it to her. Oh, okay. Ask her, handed the bag of money he had received from Lewin over to the woman. So the king was doing some awesome shit, honestly. He was a good king. It wasn't what I thought it was. But it's literally like a battered women's shelter. And it was like, oh, these hentai games! Dude, this is literally a battered women's shelter. So, yeah. But I think that's going to be enough for now. We're in the ruins of Author. We'll be continuing throughout the month. Hopefully we'll get a little bit closer. We're almost to chapter 3. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll be out for Grimm's Hentai Games Corner with Eve Nicole.